Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 2 o'clock, which means it is time for Anything and Everything. I am DJ Slips.
I am DJ Rizzle King.
And you are listening to, as I said, Anything and Everything. DJ Rizzle King, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Getting excited for Thanksgiving, even though, as has been previously stated, not my favorite holiday. But regardless, I'm excited to get off campus for a little bit, see some family, see my dogs. Probably more than to see my family. I am more excited to see my dogs.
Yeah, and this will be the first time we are leaving campus since leaving the Massachusetts area.
The Massachusetts area.
Since arriving here. So it's been now two and a half months?
Maybe? 2.5 months. It's been an interesting start to college.
It's been very collegiate.
I think that is generally what happens in college. You feel collegiate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we should. You want to start us off with a song here, Thomas?
Sure. Let's get going with a little Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wham!
dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance.
That was YMCA by the Village People.
And that's a great song. We were having fun doing the popular dance to that in studio. More DJ slips than myself.
It's a great time. The YMCA is a great dance. We've actually got a topic of conversation right now. Are you ready to discuss?
This is going to be a heated debate, as DJ Slips and I have differing opinions on this particular topic.
And it's nice because it combines our two of our favorite topics, music and holidays. We talk about holidays a lot here on Anything and Everything.
Now, before we get started, at any time, if you want to call in and contribute to the conversation, give us a call at
855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. We'd love to hear what you have to say about the following. What
when
I'm talking about.
When is it appropriate to play Christmas music?
Clearly not until after Thanksgiving.
I vehemently disagree. I think, first of all, there are certain songs that you can listen to all year round.
Okay, like what?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Nat King Cole.
I would have accepted almost any other Christmas song.
What?
That's the most Christmassy song.
It's a delightful song.
But it's the most Christmassy.
I don't care. It's one of the best Christmas songs of all time.
And it is exactly that, a Christmas song.
Okay, I'm not going to listen to White Christmas by Bing Crosby. That is a true Christmas song for me.
And Chestnuts Roasting is not a true Christmas song?
I mean, it is, but that's the image I have of sitting with my family in our family room around a fire, drinking hot chocolate, which I'm realizing I'm describing exactly what Christmas is.
Yeah.
But I stand by what I said. I think that after Halloween is an appropriate time to begin occasionally playing Christmas music. Immediately following Thanksgiving is when it's, in my family, it's all Christmas all the time, is what we have. There's a radio station where I'm from, that after Thanksgiving, it is known as the All Christmas All the Time station. And that is permanently tuned. That is the permanent radio station in all of our cars. So.
And was the key word there, when do they play that Christmas music?
Well, you know what? They are obligated to do so by some federal law, I believe. I think it's a jailable offense to play Christmas music on the radio
before Thanksgiving.
That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be allowed to in your private homes.
Yeah, well, you hear that out there? Nice. We got a nice car honk. Thank you to the person outside on the street.
Oh, I have some words to speak with that person.
No, so I feel like you can't celebrate one holiday before the other one.
I disagree.
Wait. Okay, let me ask you this.
Just because Thanksgiving is subpar and Christmas is the best thing to ever happen to humanity.
Thanksgiving is the best holiday.
I disagree.
Well, we've already been there. But you can't... Okay, there's Christmas season. I agree there is Christmas season.
But are we not currently in Christmas season?
No, because Christmas season begins after Thanksgiving. That's why Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving. It's not the day before. Because people will be like, what? It's not Christmas season.
Okay, the real question, and DJ Slips and I were having a debate about this earlier. I get the arguments that it might not be acceptable to play Christmas music before Thanksgiving. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do it, but I respect that.
Okay.
What about on Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. I think that's even worse?
See,
That's just disrespecting Thanksgiving outright.
See, no, we have our big dinner at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because it's Thanksgiving and we eat dinner at 2 o'clock.
Obviously, everybody eats dinner at 2 o'clock.
I mean, that's the normal time to not have lunch and to have dinner instead. Yeah. And after that, we watch some football, we have our pie, and then it ends up, with some Christmas music is usually how the evening ends.
All right, let me ask you something. So it used to be that Black Friday was exclusively on Friday. And now they've gotten a little crazy, some of these marketing things. And now Black Friday actually starts on Thursday.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I hate it.
Exactly.
I hate it a lot.
I know.
But Black Friday isn't a holiday.
I know, but Black Friday is intertwined with Christmas. It's a Christmas thing.
I associate it much more with Thanksgiving. I know the point of it is for Christmas,
and
but
what you
I associate
to,
it with is Thanksgiving, because they are so close.
Well, yes, but the point is, why you don't like it is because people are celebrating so quickly after Thanksgiving. You're saying you're not even done with the day. Don't start celebrating Christmas when you're not even done with Thanksgiving. That's what you object to.
No, I say don't, you know, hurt people in shopping malls on Thanksgiving.
But the day after Thanksgiving is just fine.
I kind of object to the whole idea
of Black Friday.
All right.
I've never done it.
Let's get back to the music for a little bit, but I'm enjoying this conversation, so we will continue this shortly.
All right. Thomas, what do you think we should play?
How do you feel about Imagine Dragons?
I like select Imagine Dragons songs. One of these select Imagine Dragons songs is one I'm about to play, and it's one I like. So here we go.
Get up now.
That was Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. Great song. And ironically enough, not Christmas music. I stand by my case that you should be allowed to listen to Christmas music whenever you want, but especially after November 1st.
Okay, you can listen to it whenever you want, but we can't play it on the radio.
Well, if you want to hear some Christmas music, so if any of my family are listening and would like me to make this show just infinitely better by playing Christmas music,
you just
please call in.
Your own show.
You know what, though? Because I don't have a way out of that. Just Christmas music is good.
Okay, let's move to a new topic.
Has anybody ever experienced the feeling when a particular song or a particular band reminds you very vividly of one experience or time in your life? Because
I've never had like a band. Bring back memories, but a song, songs, yes.
I feel okay. Like, yeah.
There's some psychology. Ooh, you know what? Next week, maybe, we're going to bring on a psychological expert to discuss.
We know many psychological experts.
Well, yeah,
we'll have to pick.
We know someone in intro to psychology. We probably know more than one person in intro to psychology. We're going to bring on an expert. So check in next week for an expert about...
Well, two weeks from now, because next week we will be off.
That's true.
DJ Slips and I will both be with our respective families.
Yes, yes. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sticking around for the show, obviously.
If I could, I would.
My options were go home to see my family or just stay in this booth. And so I chose, obviously.
Clearly, you made the right decision.
Yeah, obviously. Radio over everything.
So, I'll give a little insight into my life. The one particular band, the reason I said band is because it's a band for me that brings back memories is Fall Out Boy. I went through a Fall Out Boy alt-rock phase in 8th grade while I was dating my 8th grade crush and having my 8th grade heart broken, which looking back on it was just the most ridiculous relationship I've ever been a part of. But anyway, Fall Out Boy makes me think back to a time when I had deep conversations via email with my 8th grade girlfriend.
What about Google, not Google Chat? You didn't...
We did Google Chat occasionally.
What about the Google Docs chat at the side? You didn't use that?
No, our school had disabled
Google
that.
Buzz?
Google Buzz, wow, what a throwback.
The precursor to Google Plus?
The last time I posted in Google Buzz, I think, was 6th grade?
I didn't... I thought I was all high-minded in 6th grade. I was like, I don't use Google Buzz. It was all these people out here using Google Buzz. I don't need that. I don't need that in my life.
Google Buzz was never really the cool thing to do.
No. But it's not like Google Plus was awesome. You know, no one was like, guys, I use Google Plus.
Yeah, even Google knew it was a bad idea.
I mean, honestly, Google Plus had its merits.
Google Chat, Google Video Chat was great.
It was awesome. You could put like animations on your face and everything.
You could use Scoot and Doodle.
Scoot and Doodle, yeah. There are still some really funny photos on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
From when I didn't realize that you shouldn't just put anything that you thought on Facebook.
What about you, DJ Slips? Any songs bring up memories?
So this Sean Kingston song, Beautiful Girls, I remember listening to it. It's not like really an emotion or anything. I just remember listening to it in my brother's room. And so now whenever I listen to it, I feel like I'm there. I feel like I'm like 9
again.
Out-of-body
experience.
I feel like I'm 9 again. Or I guess, oh wow, I just thought I was 17 for a second.
No, you are, wait, are you 19?
I'm 19.
You're 19.
Now. Yeah. Ooh, well, all right. So I guess I feel like I'm like 11 again would be the appropriate amount of time. So, all right. That was Thomas just trying to eat his microphone. All right. So we're going to play Sean Kingston's Beautiful Girls for you right now.
All right.
So here we go.
Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal when you say it's over. Damn all these beautiful girls, they only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal when they say it's over. See, it started
started at the park. Used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we're too young to get ourselves sprung. Ooh, we didn't care. We made it very clear. And they also said that we couldn't last together.
Last together.
See, it's very divine. You're one of a kind. But you mash up my mind. You are figure declined. Oh, Lord. My baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over. It was back in 99, watching movies all the time. Ooh, and I went away for doing my first crime. And I never thought that we was gonna see each other.
See each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Ooh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me.
Girl for me.
See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind. But you mash up my mind. You are figure declined, oh Lord. My baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. Suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over, now we're fussing and now we're fighting. Please tell me why I'm feeling slighted. And I don't know how to make it better. Make it better. You're dating other guys, you're telling me lies. Ooh, I can't believe what I'm seeing with my eyes. I'm losing my mind, and I don't think it's clever.
Think it's clever.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal, suicidal.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm gonna make you bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right. But it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the keys.
Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories. See, he tastes like you.
Freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
And the two songs you heard before that PSA was Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy and Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna.
That Fall Out Boy song is... it's conjuring up some powerful memories.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
don't know if I'm going to make it through the rest of the show, Sam.
Thanks for the memories, which
yeah,
is...
for those of you who don't know, that song, the title of that song is spelled without a single vowel.
Yeah, it's, here we go. It's a T-H-N-K-S, because that's how you spell thanks.
Yes, clearly.
F-R for four, T-H, the, and then M-M-R-S, memories.
Memories is clearly memories.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously how you translate it.
I mean, I did get a 30 on my spelling test in first grade, but...
oh, it's okay. I got a 44 on my decimals test in fifth grade.
Sam, what's your major?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Currently, some sort of engineering, but...
point being, he's some sort of engineer and got a 44 on his decimals test.
10 years ago. Well...
10 years.
9 years ago.
Ooh, That changes the game.
What percentage of that, what percent of my life is that? I don't know.
Because you're bad at decimals.
It's decimals. Yeah, I'm not good at decimals.
All right, let's change up the vibe a little bit.
Okay, Thomas, or DJ Rizzle King, rather. What do you want to hear?
How about some Disney?
Disney, such as I'll Make a Man Out of You?
I love this song.
Great time. swift as the coursing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Express Yourself, and just in breaking news right now, I thought that that was one of those songs that everybody knew, like a universally known song, and yet DJ Rizzle King has not heard the song.
I have not heard the song. I apologize. I've probably offended half of our listeners knowing that song.
That's just amazing to me. Like, have you seen? You haven't seen Remember the Titans. That was in Remember the Titans, but that's not even where it's famous from.
Okay, you know what? While we're on it, I got ridiculed at my job over the summer for this. Don't know who the Ramones are.
We played the Ramones.
I know, and that was the first time I think I've ever been cognizant of the fact that it was the Ramones.
They had I forget the name of the song. They have a couple. Yeah, they're pretty famous. I think.
Yeah, they're very famous.
Like, you'd never even heard of the Ramones, or you just didn't know who they were. Like, just never
somewhere
even,
in between.
Never even heard
maybe
of the word
like
Ramones.
Maybe like a faint inkling of, oh yeah, I think they're a thing. Maybe.
Wow. I guess I just, it never even crossed my mind that someone would not have ever heard that song. I thought it like,
I have not.
Can you think of a song that just everybody's heard of? We'll get back to us.
Thriller.
Thriller. Yeah, exactly. It would be like if I hadn't heard Thriller. That's the level of universality that I thought applied to the song.
I think that's definitely not.
No, I know, and I'm saying I thought that it was that.
If you think it is that level of universality and that I am just horribly, horribly wrong, please give us a call in.
Yeah, 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. And we're going to change up the tone right now.
Almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I know I'm gonna I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. If I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more, just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
That was I'm Gonna Be by The Proclaimers, otherwise known as 500 Miles. Great song, pretty popular. We're gonna do something a little bit different now. This is a song that my brother and his bandmate, they're called Hank and Nigel. Hank and Nigel with an ampersand, if you want to check them out. They're on SoundCloud, Facebook, YouTube. This is one of their songs that they've been working on. It's called Could Be Vibes. Hope you enjoy.
Turn around in my bed, the dreams that keep me up at night. Go for a canyon drive to free my mind. Take me away from this reflection of mine. And as I'm racing daylight, chasing the kind of satisfaction I've been missing, my mind snaps back like an old ball cap to listen. On running with me, no pain, no gain, just a little bit of company. This crazy little thing called love is gonna have to wait a minute. 'Cause I've got these could be vibes, I'm with it. Could be looking at a broken picture.